It's 6:43 after 7 o'clock today. $1,000 cash up for grabs in the pressure test. Looking mostly fine, sunny today. Something interesting happening on the weekend too, by the way.
Yeah, that is a buck moon.
What the hell is a buck moon? I read this yesterday.
Yeah.
Thought, and how does that affect us? Because I know you don't believe in the whole, you know, full moons affect people and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You think it's...
Well,
cock and bull story, right?
Well, Rose Smith, our resident, I was going to say psychologist, but you're kind
well,
of
that
as well.
We need that too, in a psychic joint. Hey, Rose, how are you?
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Now, what is a buck moon? I just read this yesterday.
Well, actually, the name comes from America initially because the deer over there, the antlers are growing, you know, full of velvet, and they're getting a bit, you know, passionate
yeah.
with the females because of this high testosterone levels, you know, so getting ready for mating and things like that. But we have bucks here too. We've got our kangaroos, but ours, of course, being Aussie, they mate all year.
Any day ending in Y is when they mate. Yes.
Yes. So, but there are a few other things, like you know, stuff does happen during a full moon. If you speak to first responders, they'll tell you that people go a bit crazier during a full moon. But there's a few other astrological influences as well, and you know, because of that, could be a rather passionate time coming up.
Okay, Rose, before we go any further, there's a running theme here. We spoke to you a couple of years ago because you used to have dirty dreams. And it,
no, she didn't have a dirty dream. She had a blue dream is what it was.
Well, it's a dirty dream.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're talking about bucks and the antlers are growing and they're getting a little bit more amorous.
What? Yes.
Are you trying to tell us something here or what?
It's just part of life. That's just how it is, you know. That's how it rolls.
So, but how's the bucking moon going to affect our listeners? Like, is that going to make people a bit crazier, like the first responders say, or what?
Well, yeah, it affects everyone to a small extent or to some extent. But people like, say, Aquarians and Capricornians, Librans, Taurians, they're going to be affected more so because there's other influences at play. Like we've got Venus in the sixth house, for example. It's all about love. And the sixth house is, you know, through your everyday habits, your routine, your work. And so it could be more love at home or more love at work. Depends what you do, you know, if you're working or not.
Mm.
And also there's Mars in the fifth house, which is all about romance. But Mars is a bit of a mixed bag because you could be feeling more passionate but or more argumentative as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
it does affect it affects all that sort of stuff, you know, your mental being and stuff.
Yeah. Astrology, fair income, it's true. What can I say?
So this weekend, Dave, this weekend.
Ladies.
Do not. Oh, my God. See, now we've learned something this morning. Dave and I were both sitting here going, what the hell is a buck moon? So now we've learned that now.
All yeah. Right.
So, and how often does a buck moon happen?
So it happens every July. It's what the full moon in July is called.
Okay.
It's called the buck moon.
Right.
And because of the bucks and the bucking.
I love
we haven't got
the
show. Okay, I just had to re-listen to that again in my head. It's like, okay, I know what you said.
Oh my God, I love
we're not going to have any an explosion come April, are we?
Well, actually, you know, I had a look on the ABS statistics,
yeah.
And March is normally the highest birth month. So there is something in it.
There you go. And there's something in that as well. Look, for all the details, if somebody wants to catch up with you, Rose, where can we find you online? That's hilarious.
Yeah, so my website's absolutesoulsecrets.com, or come to my YouTube channel. I've just done the August horoscope, so there's lots to see.
All right, thank you, Rose. There you go, Rose Smith, for joining us, our resident psychic. The Buck Moon, folks, you heard it here first. Lucky for you, Dave.
I hope so.
Oh, my God, too much. 12 to 7, Jane, Dave, for breakfast. We play.